What's happening, team? Welcome to the Type 1 Movement podcast, where I'm going to be sharing with you my tips, tricks, and stories to help you lead the healthiest life possible as a Type 1 diabetic. I'm your host, Type 1 Tom. Just a quick disclaimer, any advice that I give will not overpower your medical professional, so please consult with them first before making any changes. Yes, squad. Welcome back to the Type 1 Movement podcast. I should really get a different intro. Actually, no, fuck it. Everyone's going to be used to that. First swear word already. Anyway, welcome. Thank you very much for being here. A quick note, first of all, if you listen to these podcast episodes, make sure you subscribe. Go and leave me a rating and review, as I always say. If you're new here, welcome. If you're a lifelong listener or you've binge-watched a lot of them, thank you very much. I do appreciate you. So in this episode, I'm going to be covering what I like to think of as the diabetes management equation. So the kind of equation that you need to have well-controlled diabetes, right? We will get into this very shortly. You're going to get a lot of value from this, so make sure you stick around. You listen to it all the way through. As I said before we get going, make sure you leave a rating and review on the podcast app or whatever device or platform you're listening to this on, please, because it really does help me reach more type 1 diabetics and have a positive impact over the type 1 community. It is November, the time I'm recording this, and it's Diabetes Awareness Month, so I really do appreciate you for doing that. Also, if you got me on socials and you're listening to this, screenshot it. Show you all you guys know how to do a fucking screenshot, well, you should do. And then share it on your Instagram story, share it on Facebook, give me a tag so I can reach out and say thank you. So, basically, last night was Wednesday, and every Wednesday, me and my clients jump on Zoom, and we do what's called our weekly workshop, and we always deliver a training. If you're my clients and listening to this, you'll know we absolutely fucking love these. And this is, like, it really brings our community together. I fucking enjoy it. It was one of my favourite parts of being a coach. It is one of my favourite parts of being a coach. I love educating people. I love delivering trainings. That's what I get a kick out of. Might sound a little bit selfish, but it's what I'm pretty fucking good at as well. And in last night's weekly workshop, the training that we delivered was all about exercise. So the importance of exercise for us as type 1, why some type 1s kind of stay away from exercise, maybe why they fear it, different types of exercise, how they impact our blood glucose levels. We do also have full trainings in our course, but it's always good to deliver them live to our clients. And then kind of like a few tips to our clients on how we manage our blood glucose levels and, you know, with certain types of exercise and stuff. And the way I delivered it to my clients is I explained it was part of a diabetes management equation. So I thought, you know what, this might make a really good fucking live and a really good episode of the podcast. So that was kind of the incentive and the inspiration behind this. Because guys, like, look, I want you to think of our diabetes management like a circle. Like a circle, and it's split into three different sections. Yeah, it's split into three different sections. And I'm going to get into what those sections are now. Because I think a lot of type 1s miss out. A lot of type 1s miss out on things that are going to really fucking help you. Not only manage your blood sugar levels, but also help you health-wise as well. Because that's the goal at the end of the day, right? I've not met a type 1 yet who says, I want to just manage my diabetes just for the sake of saying I can manage my diabetes. It's not. We want to do it for health reasons. That's why. And with achieving anything, there's like an equation that goes into it. And I want to break down what I personally believe and what we deliver and get our clients to sort of go through and believe in when it comes to managing our diabetes. That includes our blood glucose levels and our health at the end of the day. So I'm going to break these down as well right here. So I'd say, we're going to break it down into percentages. So I'd say 40% of our diabetes management is type 1 specific stuff. Like 40%. I'm going to cover something at the end as well. So by this, I mean 40% type 1 specific stuff. I mean understanding your insulin that you're personally taking and how it works. Knowing your basal rate and how to test it and make adjustments to it. Knowing your carb ratio, bolusing for things like fats and proteins, pre-bolus timings if you need to for certain meals, and a big one, knowing how to make adjustments depending on what's going on in your life. If you're exercising, if you're stressed, if you're ill, if you're female and it's time of the month, all this is type 1 specific stuff. And this makes up around 40% of our diabetes management, if you like. Guys listening to this on the live, give me a fire emoji in the comments if it's making sense so far. So 40% of our diabetes management, 40% of the equation is type 1 specific stuff. So then we've got another 60%. And I bet some of you guys will be able to guess where this is split into. So it's split into two 30%. 30% is nutrition. And this is things like, I say it all the time, not eating like a fucking dick. But I am going to get a bit more specific on that. This is things like 30% nutrition. So having some form of routine with your nutrition each day. Some form. I don't mean that you need to be super fucking strict, super rigid, eat dead on a certain o'clock. Like, you don't need to, but you need some sort of routine that suits you, suits your lifestyle, and suits your taste buds at the end of the day. You're going to be eating for the rest of your life. And eating, nutrition does make up around 30% of our diabetes management. If you're eating shit, you take that decent 30% and put it into a shitty 30%, if that makes sense. So by eating well, I'm not one for saying you should be eating this food, and this food, but I'm going to give you some kind of caveat to base how you should be eating off. I'm a big believer you should be eating nutritious food. This is foods high in vitamins and minerals and decent quality foods. No, you don't need to spend a fucking bomb on your Wheatley Big Shop. You can buy some basic foods and make them really nice, yeah? You could buy some chicken or tofu if you're vegan or what have you. Some sort of rice if you're eating some carbs, some veggies, some nice sauces and make a really nice meal. Stir fries are dead cheap. Shit like that with vegetables in as well, yeah? That's nutritious food. There's a great balance, yeah? Eating enough protein is a big one. This is one thing that I find a lot of type 1s struggle with when they come onto our program. And not being sexist, but mainly you females, you do not fucking eat enough protein. And I could do a whole episode on why protein is important, but that's part of a well-balanced diet, a well-balanced nutrition plan. So making sure you get enough protein in, making sure you get enough fats in. And then as for carbs, unfortunately, for anyone who's a big carb advocate like myself, fucking love carbs, we don't actually need carbohydrates to live as humans. We need protein and we need fats. If we don't eat protein and don't eat fats, we will die. It's as simple as that. At some point, we will die. If we eat protein, eat fats, and we don't eat carbs, or we go low carb, or we go keto, you're not going to die. Our body doesn't actually need carbs. They are a preferred source of energy, but we don't need them to live. So as for carbs, if you want to go low carb, go low carb. You want to eat carbs, fine. That's what my take on eating a well sort of balanced nutritional diet is. So that 30% is our nutrition. It's what we eat, making sure we're eating nutritious foods, get enough protein in, get enough fats in, do as you wish with carbs. That's 30%. So we got 30% left. We got another 30% left to make up this 100% equation of our diabetes management. And this is the training that I delivered to my clients. Well, I'm not going to go through the fucking training because I'll be here for too long. But it's exercise. It's exercise. Yeah. Exercise, the benefits, big one for us, increased insulin sensitivity, making us feel great. Like, there's loads of fucking reasons. I'm not going to teach you how to suck eggs, but there is. Go and Google benefits of exercise. More so for us as type 1s as well, it really will help with our management. It's 30%. That's a big chunk of your diabetes management. So it's exercise. So kind of underneath that, we have a few things. I'm not going to tell you the best workouts because there isn't one. It's all personal. I could give you a workout that's mint, and if you can't stick to it and it doesn't suit your lifestyle or your ability, it's shit. It's a fucking shit workout for you. Nutrition and exercise are very personal. That's why when we deliver nutrition and exercise plans to our clients, we get a load of information off them first and a lot of feedback from them once we provided these to tweak it to their lifestyle and their tastes and their needs and their abilities. But I can give you a bit of a caveat for sort of exercise. What I will say, walking, it's not really exercise. And we had this debate last night. If you're hiking, it's probably exercise. But we had this debate with our clients. It was a funny one. Walking is more daily activity levels. If we can, we should all be walking around each day. By exercise, I mean more like it falls into two kind of categories. And this is things like strength workouts. So that could be your gym workouts, home workouts with a dumbbell or a kettlebell, a fitness class with weights, like anything that's moving weight. If you're just getting into exercise and you find moving your body weight challenging, then that will be a strength workout for you. This is why it's so variant on people's abilities. So under exercise, we've got like strength workouts. We've then got aerobic workouts. This is things like jogging, running, cycling, rowing, anything like that. For me personally, I believe the best balance of a good exercise plan should involve some strength work and some sort of aerobic work as well. That's what I do believe, because there's pros to both strength work and aerobic work for us as type 1 diabetics. I'm not going to go into it now, but there is, yeah. So I wanted to kind of give you guys an insight of this sort of diabetes management equation. A big part of it, as we say, 40% of it, I'd say, will always be our type 1 specific stuff. We need to know that. But then a lot of type 1s will leave the nutrition or the exercise out. If you're not, great, but some of them might be eating shit. Well, you're taking 30% away from yourself there. You're not helping yourself. You might not be working out. You're taking 30% away. You're not helping yourself. So in this sort of 100% equation, it is around 40% type 1 specific stuff, 30% what we eat, 30% exercise as well. Now, the big question is, can you actually have great diabetes management with just 100% type 1 specific stuff, knowing your rates and ratios, knowing how to bolus for certain things, all that sort of stuff? Can you do it? The answer is yes, you can, but your health will take a fucking backseat, because we all know eating well and exercising is good for our health. So if you're eating like a dick, you're not really exercising, but you're a fucking wizard when it comes to type 1 specific stuff. You might have good numbers, but chances are you're probably going to feel shit. You're not going to feel the best, and all your health markers are going to go down. And I think as type 1 diabetics, health is a big part. It plays a big role in it. So that's why I would never recommend just solely focusing on the type 1 specific stuff. You need that nutrition side of things. You need to be eating well, and you need to be like getting some form of exercise in within your week. Yeah. So hopefully, guys, that makes sense. Hopefully you got some value from this. Like I say, a bit of a recap. 40% type 1 specific stuff, 30% what we eat, nutrition, 30% exercise. This is why when clients come into our program, we provide them with all of this, because it's so fucking important. 30% is a big part. If you're leaving something out, you're really not doing yourself any favors, and you're making your job of managing your diabetes much, much harder. We've got loads of ammo, right? Nutrition things, exercise, workouts. It's all ammo and tools that we've got to help us manage our diabetes on top of all the type 1 specific stuff. We've got it there available, so go and fucking use it. My thought is, if we've got something available and it's going to help us, go and fucking use it. Team, that is it. If you got value from this episode, like I said at the start, please leave me a rating and a review, as it really does help me reach more type 1 diabetics. And hopefully now you understand the equation. You understand the importance of, obviously, the specific shit we have with type 1s, but also of eating well and making sure you're getting some form of exercise in each week. Until the next episode, thank you very, very much for listening. Have the fucking best day ever. Peace.